A new lawsuit charges that this year's federal budget bill is unconstitutional and should be declared void. Included in the bill are billions of dollars of cuts in federal health programs. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The bill to cut $39 billion in federal spending over the next 5 years was controversial from the start. It passed the House by only 2 votes and the Senate only after Vice President Cheney broke a tie. And while President Bush signed it last month, the fight over its validity is far from over. It seems that a clerk's error led to the House and Senate passing slightly different versions of the bill, which, says Adina Rosenbaum of the consumer advocacy group Public Citizen, is more than a minor problem.
It's simple elementary school social studies that, under the Constitution, a bill has to pass both houses of Congress to become law. This is an unusual circumstance in which the government has bypassed that specific constitutional requirement.
Millions of Americans stand to lose federal benefits under the budget bill, including those who get Medicaid health coverage, welfare and child support payments, and student loans. Public Citizen represents many of those interests, but in the lawsuit filed this morning in federal court in Washington, D.C., the group takes aim only at a tiny provision that raises the filing fee for federal civil court cases from $250 to $350. That alone gives the group standing to sue, Rosenbaum says.
As an organization that files numerous cases in the district courts each year, we are going to be injured by that raise in filing fees.
Public Citizen President Joan Claybrook says because of the constitutional question, the entire law, with all its billions in benefit cuts, is invalid, so it doesn't matter which provision actually gets it into court.
We think that members of Congress and the president ought to obey the law, and when they don't, that they have to be brought to account.
Republicans, however, say groups that oppose the budget bill are overreaching. Here's how House Majority Whip Roy Blunt put it last month.
The House and the Senate passed the bill. The president signed it, aware after significant discussion with all kinds of counsel what this technical problem was, and it is now the law.
That's the same sentiment expressed by a White House spokesman in a written statement late today. Meanwhile, the issue of the law's validity has been raised in several other lawsuits around the country, and decisions in some of those cases may come first. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.